Hi, this is Bobby Massano, and you are listening to the best blues on Raven and Blues.
Make me envious and jealous. Yes, it does. I have no discernible musical skills. I just wish I had. That's a lovely guy called Dave Keys, who I met about 7 or 8 years ago when he was with Papa Chubby. He's a keyboard for hire in the States, and a good one, and regularly in work. A bit like Stevie Watts here in the UK, in a sense. And I keep meeting him in odd places. I met him somewhere on the continent. Again, unsurprisingly, he was playing keys for somebody. That's his brand new album. It's called The Healing, and it's just been released. And that's Dave Keys out of New York. And A Boogie for Stefan, opening up The Raven and the Blues. My name is Dave Raven. The sun is shining here in the UK. It's cold, but the sun is shining, which is a good thing. Welcome to the programme. Mostly new stuff. I got deviated a couple of times, and a couple of suggestions. Not so much requests, but suggestions. Let's play a track from an album which I've been waiting for it to be released. We got an advanced copy of it from Mavis Staples about a month ago. It was a bit of a taster, in a sense. But now the album has just been released. The album is called If All I Was Black, and it's Mavis Staples. Here she is with a track called Little Bit.
This life surrounds you, guns are loaded. This kind of tension, hard not to notice. Right. Do what you're told.
Do what you're told.
Gotta keep your eyes,
keep your eyes
wide on this long, narrow road. A little bit too high. That ain't why they shot him. They say he was fighting. So that's what we're told.
That's what we're told.
But we all know that ain't how the story goes.
High.
A little bit too high.
Okay.
A little bit too bold.
Okay.
A little bit out of the line. Now my baby won't make it home.
Thank you.
Isn't that wonderful? That's from her new album, Mavis Staples, and that's a track called Little Bit, and that's If All I Was Black is the name of the album. And I reckon she has to be the person with the longest career recording professionally, because it's over 6 decades now, because, of course, she started with the Staple Singers, her dad, Pop Staples, and so she, when she was about 9 or 10, was her first professional recordings, and she's still doing it in her 70s, and that is lovely. And if you like that, you love the album. It's good stuff indeed. Okay, here's something which took me by surprise this week. When I first heard it, I thought, whoa, where does this come from? It's a band called the St. Louis Steady Grinders. It's their new album, which therefore gives indication they are still around, and they are very much so around. It's two people, actually, and they've moved to St. Louis, but Miss Jubilee is on vocals, otherwise her real name, Valerie Kirchhoff, and then Ethan Leland is on piano, and the two of them love the music of St. Louis and the Mississippi and all that kind of stuff, and so they recreate it, and so here they are. Again, if you like this, you'll love the album, but here, making their debut on The Raven and the Blues, and I had to choose this one, because the lyrics are so good and so apposite, at the same time, could have been recorded back in the 1920s. So, the St. Louis Steady Grinders and Radio Broadcasting Blues.
Oh!
long-lost piano blues brought back to life. St. Louis Steady Grinders, and that is Radio Broadcasting Blues. And that is joyously recorded too, because it's... I don't want to get too much inside baseball here and talk too much about the techniques of recording, but if you listen to a lot of music and occasionally you think, my ears are getting tired, this is hurting me. It's to do with the mastering. When having recorded the music, people then master it and occasionally compress it and squeeze it and make it louder and then squeeze it again. And in the end, the waveform, the wobbly thing you see on the screen, looks like a tube of toothpaste. And it can hurt your ears after a while. And so many UK radio stations, and also in the States, because we copied America, do a similar thing with a thing called OptiMod, which they shove in the line, and it makes the music louder. So your station seems louder than the rest. And it does make your ears tired in the end. But that one isn't. That's been left really wonderfully unmastered. Radio Broadcasting Blues. I was going to mention some new listeners. I'll mention them at the end of this. Thanks for all the emails that came in this week. We'll talk about them at the end. Quite a few talking about Harry Manx. And what a pity it was he couldn't have the string quartet with him in the studio here when he did the session. That's very true. So to give you a taste of how Harry sounds with a string quartet, the album from this year, Faith Lift, and here is Coat of Mail, one of his original numbers from Wise and Otherwise some 14 years ago.
There's an honest man I know in the welfare line. He lives upstairs at the L. You can call him a good friend of mine. A good friend of mine. Taken down by the man at his door, cloak of desperation now, war got wrapped around his soul. Yeah, wrapped around his soul. Sew him a coat of mail, make all alright, send him the wind to sail. sunrise, no matter where you turn. There's questions without answers, and they continue to burn. They continue to burn. It's a fine, fine thread, oh, that keeps you in its place. But I see you found yourself something, 'cause, oh, it's written on your face. It's written on your face. So am I could have made him make it all alright. Send him the wind to sail.
By Australian Clayton Doley, recorded in Australia with an Australian string quartet. Actually, it's not a quartet, it's a sextet. But nevertheless, from the album Facelift, Harry Manx, originally the Isle of Man, now living in Canada on Salt Spring Island, just out from Vancouver, with the cheapest ferry ride. Amazing. We were talking about ferries when Harry was here. And there's a track which he wrote originally some 14 years ago, Coat of Mail. Okay, let's leave Canada and Australia behind and come back to the UK. And a band have been around, 4 years or so, I guess, or thereabouts. Their album, First Fix, came out 2.5 years ago, I guess. And it's time for a new one. And the new one is called The Live Room Sessions. They are the Delagrants. And here's a track called William Clay. Now, when I first heard it and I thought, William Clay, of course, that's the guy who had the big hits with Judy Bell. And then I realised, no, it's not. It's William Bell and Judy Clay. So who this William Clay is, I have no idea. But it is a lovely album. Here are the Delagrants.
The only thing in my defense. Yeah, the man that I used to be was just a different old version of me. Now I put those talks to bed when I took on everything he said. Now, 'cause I remember. We'll be right back.
what you sow. I can't take it, feeling inside. The way you hurt me, go, my tears they cry. I got eyes in the back of my head, eyes in the back of my head.
Eyes in the back of my head. That's Little Lightning Willie from the album No Black, No White, Just Blues. Before that, William Clay is the name of the track, and the Della Grants of the band, and their new album, The Live Room Sessions. Why is Dave Raven giggling? It's because he almost got caught out. I was concentrating on something else and looking to see what I was playing and moving some stuff around. And I suddenly looked up and realised I had 9 seconds to go. 9 seconds to get the headphones off the counter and put them on my head. 9 seconds to turn this other sound down so it didn't go ooh and howl around. I was a bit taken aback. Okay, we'll dedicate that to all the people who made contact in this last week. People are talking about Harry Manx. John Podorass has been a listener for, 15 years, I guess, long before it was a podcast, when it was on BFBS and on Listen Again. And I think John was in Germany then when he listened to it then, now in the Gulf, and has been for quite a while, and made contact again. And thank you, John, for your kind donation. And also to Melanie as well. Is that blues, Melanie? Well, I don't know. We're going to have a run of girls now, 4 females in a row, each of them so, so different. We'll start with a girl making a lady. I shouldn't say girl. A lady making her debut on the show, Alice DiMicelli. Her new album is called One With The Tide. She's from Oregon, and she's very much a lady of the earth, of the ground, influenced by the weather and the animals and things. And I love the album. And it's kind of Americana, folky, bluesy, but I love it anyway, so I'm going to share it with you. So she is the first of the 4. Then to give you a taste of how it's going to change, we'll then go to Samantha Fish, then Aya Littinen, and then Larkin Poe. That's a big variation, isn't it? So this one is an album coming out at the end of January, One With The Tide. So we've got well in advance. And here is a track from Alice DiMicelli and Desire.
You can't stop the rain, and in the middle of the drought, no matter what you do, ain't gonna make it rain again. You can't stop the rain, and in the middle of a drought, no matter what you do, ain't gonna make it. Mother Nature's got her own design. Oh, you can try, 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 try. Mother Nature's got her own design. than the heart of the earth. And in the middle of a drought, no matter what you do, ain't gonna make it rain again. You can't stop the rain. And in the middle of a drought, no matter what you do, ain't gonna make it rain. You ain't gonna make it rain. Woman's got her own desire. Oh, you can try. Every woman's got her own desire.
Thank you. who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. God walked down in the cool of the day and called Adam by his name. Adam refused to answer, 'cause he was naked and ashamed. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Christ had 12 apostles, and three he led away. He said, watch with me 1 hour till I go over yonder and pray. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. John the Revelator, tell me who's that right then? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Yeah.
Trilogy of Queens. Four Queens is not quite a full house. There's three Queens, basically. In reverse order, Larkin Poe with the Blind Willie Johnson original from way, way back in the 1930s and covered by so many people over the years. And that's John the Revelator. And before that, Samantha Fish, her brand new album, Belle of the West, and her version of R.L. Burnside's original, Poor Black Matty. And who were the backing vocals on that? I've got no idea. Nowhere on the internet does it say. The album, when it came, I ripped the album and it's now on the computer, which is where I'm playing it from, and then I gave it away. If anybody makes a donation to the program on a regular basis or gives a large amount of money, I normally send a thank you. A packet of CDs, basically. And so somebody recently has got the Samantha Fish album, and it probably might say who the vocalist is, but no matter. But nowhere on the internet does it say. And then starting it off, something very different, and making her debut, Alice DiMicelli, and a track from her album coming out in January next year, One with the Tide, and a track called Desire. Okay, I did promise you four queens. Here is the fourth, making the full set. And this is not a new album. This is going back a couple of years now to her album Live in London. Her name is Eija Littinen from Finland. And the reason why I'm playing this is because Eija's taking part in a Finnish television programme, which it's not like any of our UK ones. Basically, they've got about eight or nine different famous stars in Finland. And each of them have their own specialities. I think one's a classical music singer, and so on and so on. Of course, Aya is a blues rock slide guitarist. And each week they've got to do something very, very different. They've got to do cabaret, they've got to do opera, they've got to do various things. And I've been, you can follow it on Finnish television up to a certain point. It's on YouTube sometimes, but sometimes it's protected as well, so it's quite hard to give links. But if you search for Aya Littinen on, I think it's Stars and Stars or something it's called. But she is amazing. I mean, I've always loved her anyway. And she's a really raunchy and fabulous guitarist. I mean, she's mum of twins and things. I mean, she's a great lady. And I love her to bits. And but on this, she's just absolutely fabulous. Doing the Shirley Bassey cabaret with all the sparkles. You've got to try and watch it if you can. I don't know how she's doing in terms of winning or not, but it doesn't matter anyway. It's good television. So anyway, Aya Littinen, nothing at all like she's on television in Finland right now, but here she is live in London and a track called Hand in Hand.
The girl.
Bastard. Hey, Littinen, live in London from 2 years ago and Hand in Hand. Our last live guest was Harry Manx from a couple of weeks ago. I haven't had very many live guests this year compared with previous years. 2013, I had a live guest almost every week, which was too many. But we do have the band Catfish, yay, coming to do a full session. Last time I spoke to Paul was, it may be an acoustic session. It may not be, I don't know. But in a couple of weeks' time, about 10 days' time, Catfish are going to be here on the boat and with the full band, which is going to be huge fun. To give you a taste of what it might be like, here is from the album from this year, Broken Man, here's Better Days.
Won't come back around.
let's just try it again. I said, people, I know we're bound for better days. I said, people, better days will come our way. I said, people, I know we're bound for better days. Whoa, yeah. I said, people, better days will come our way.
Days Will Come Our Way. That's the band Catfish here in a couple of weeks' time from their album from this year, Broken Man. And I can guarantee that they won't sound like that when they're here, simply because Matt's voice is already good there. It's developed even more as the year's gone on, and just playing as well. The whole band are just so, so different, and so it's going to be a fabulous session. Looking forward to that. That's the final one of the year before I head off for warmer climbs through Christmas and New Year. Now, here's a guy who's come to the UK very soon, but to do something very different. His name's Lucky Peterson, been around the business quite a while, mainly as a guitarist, but also as a keyboard player too. And I'm going back to his album from last year, Long Nights, for this one, because the new album is not yet released, but the new album is his tribute to Jimmy Smith, and he's doing all the Jimmy Smith's favourites, really. And I've tried to get an advance copy. I've been spent a couple of days this week chasing people. No, nothing's available. So I think it's due in about a month or so's time. So I'll play it when I get it. I'm looking forward to that. And he's coming to the UK to do a live Jimmy Smith tribute night, I think at Ronnie Scott's or something like that. Nevertheless, it gave me an excuse to go back to this album from last year, Long Nights. So Lucky Peterson and Mad as a Man Can Be. I know the feeling. Yay, Lucky Peterson from the album Long Nights from last year, and Mad as a Man Can Be. The internet's a funny thing, you know. When I chose Samantha Fish yesterday and poor Black Matty, and I thought, who is the guy singing on that? And I must have spent 20 minutes on the internet browsing, trying to work out who it was, with no success whatsoever. During that track, I thought, let's have one more go. So I typed in poor Black Matty, Samantha Fish, Belle of the West, etc. And all of a sudden, it's appeared. It's Malcolm, Lightning Malcolm, in other words, from Mississippi, who works with Cedric Burnside on drums, and therefore R.L. Burnside's son. And he also sang on the album with Samantha Fish, and it was his vocals on Poor Black Matty got there in the end. That says you're having to write to me. If you want to write to me, I'm more than happy to receive your email, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Talk about whether what I play is blues, or whether I speak rubbish, or whether I talk for too much, all that kind of stuff. Website is ravenblues.co.uk, and there you can find links to all the artists, the video for Harry Manx, our last guest, all the things you need to know on the programme, which has been running for some 20 years now. Okay, that's almost it. Hot Sauce is the album from the John Spear Band, released about a month or so ago. We're going to close with this one called Hit the Quarter. Thanks for giving me an hour of your... I know it's valuable because we have so many demands on our time, and so for you to say, yeah, I think I'll give the Raven and the Blues a try. Thank you so much. Each month the listenership goes up, which is joyous, and each month, therefore, I've got new listeners. And so if you're kind of new to the programme, you can actually go back through 15, if you really want to, 15 years of Raven and Blues and hear all the stuff I've played over the years and decide, like Melody, how much blues it is. Until next week, thanks for listening. Talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, wherever you are in the world. Bye-bye.
To the beach house where the music is hot, and the ladies all dancing, showing what they got. I put some money in the jukebox so I can feel the groove. The music started playing, that's when she started to move. Yeah, she moved to the east, she moved to the west, she had all the moves that I like best. She moved to the north, she moved to the south. These are the words that came out of her mouth. Hit the nickel with the penny, hit the dime, hit the quarter, hit the nickel with the penny, hit the dime, hit the quarter, hit the nickel with the penny, hit the dime, hit the quarter, hit the quarter, hit the quarter, hit the quarter, hit the quarter. Dancing on five or seven like she's in a trance. She was a whole lot of woman, not wearing a whole lot of pants. Let my eyes wander up from the toes to her face, and her booty was shaking like two cats. They were fighting in a pillowcase. Hit the nickel with the penny, hit the dime, hit the quarter, hit the nickel with the penny, hit the dime, hit the quarter, hit the nickel with the penny, hit the dime, hit the quarter, hit the quarter, hit the quarter, hit the quarter, hit the quarter. Hit the dime, hit the quarter, hit the...